Hi everyone, welcome to Feel Good with Jo, your Friday guide to leading a happy and healthy life. And as you know, each show I interview an expert in some area of health and well-being for their tips and techniques on managing the busy and frequently stressful lives we all seem to lead. And so today I'm delighted to be joined by Caroline Dove. And Caroline is a coach, she has an HR background, and I'm going to ask Caroline to introduce herself.
Hello. So I'm a personal effectiveness coach, so work with people on all aspects of life, including the stresses of Christmas coming up.
Yes. I know, it's starting to bug people already. Do you know what? I went on Facebook this morning and one of my Facebook friends is already having a moan about people putting up their gaudy decorations on the outside of their house. It made me laugh.
Yeah.
So yes, we're going to be preparing you with some skills for managing your Christmases well in advance, and hopefully in time for all the present buying you may have to do, all the negotiating around where you're going to have Christmas and what you're all going to do. And in fact, that is actually our topic for today. So our topic is going to be conflict management, resolution, negotiation. And so actually, Caroline, how did this end up being a subject that you got into?
Well, I've worked in the city actually for rather a long time. So you can imagine you have to be quite versatile in using a range of conflict management styles depending on what comes at you during the day. So working in HR in the city, you might be dealing with people that are very assertive or people that actually need to deal with the very assertive people who would prefer not to come across too perhaps aggressive. So there are different types of people all who need to kind of muddle along together.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, that's really why we're focusing on Christmas to some extent, because, you know, you choose your friends to some extent and you don't get to choose your family. You do all just have to muddle along together.
Exactly.
And that tickles me because I've just come from a meeting with a lady whose dog is called Muddle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How of the moment?
What a coincidence.
I love it. So we're going to look at the work of a chap called Thomas Kilman, his work on conflict management. That's the model we're going to use for today in case anybody wants to find out more about it. And the aim overall is to be versatile depending on the situation. So let's talk about what the different ways are to manage, what different styles somebody might have to manage a conflict situation. And I'm aware that we've got this sort of, in front of me, I've got this diagram with assertiveness on one axis and cooperation on the other axis. So Caroline, just take us through the overall styles that we might recognise ourselves as having.
Yeah, so we might actually look at perhaps the battles in life that we're prepared to fight. So sometimes we just decide, I'm not going to engage with that. It's just not worth it. I'll let them win that one. So that would be described as the avoiding style. So you're not really engaging in the issue. You're not putting your cards on the table in any way. You're just actually thinking, I'm going to let them have that.
So can I give you an example of what I think might be that for myself? So again, on Facebook, I don't know why that's my topic of today, but on Facebook, I have a friend that I went to university with who is so anti-alternative or complementary medicine. And of course, I actually am a Reiki practitioner myself and a Bart Flourescence practitioner. And he's often posting things about it. Really, really, you know, there's no evidence for homeopathy, let's say. And I actually just don't engage. I just choose not to engage. So is that an example?
That's perfect. It's just, it's not worth the trouble.
Right.
There will be other things, though, that you might say, no, I'm not going to let them get away with that. I need to put my point of view across. And actually, I also want to understand theirs. So that's where there's an element of cooperation. So that would be high cooperation. If you are going to negotiate as to perhaps where you're going to have Christmas this year, and it's always generally with the in-laws, and it's like, no, this year I think we're going to do it another way. You're wanting to put everything on the table. So you might be quite assertive, but also cooperative. So it's not my way or no way. It's let's get it all out on the table. And that takes time, though. So sometimes we just don't have the time to do that.
And so how would you go about it? I mean, you know, what happens if the person who's assuming, you know, let's say you always go to hubby's parents. So what if hubby is just completely ingrained in that and isn't really wanting to have a conversation? Where does that leave you?
Yeah, so they're obviously in avoiding mode. That does require you to sort of get them on the hook a little bit and just say, no, I actually believe this is important. I wouldn't be raising it otherwise. Let's just not wriggle off the hook on this one. And what you can do is sort of rationally and calmly say, look, we've done this many years, 10 years plus maybe. Right. That unfortunately can be the case. Some people just go with the flow too much. And so it can be a real shock when they finally speak up. And it actually might not go down very well at the beginning. But I would just say, really focus and really stick to your guns. Mm-hmm. People might be expecting you to be a certain way. But if you do it in a nice, calm, accessible way, then actually it pays off.
Okay. And just to give people an idea of what we're overall talking about, we've got these five styles. So we've got competing, which is I'm trying to win my position, right? Full stop. I'm just trying to win. Then, which is high assertiveness and low cooperativeness. Then you've got avoiding, which is I just don't want the unpleasantness, which is low assertiveness, but actually, to be honest, low cooperation as well. Then on the other side, you've got collaborative, which is really trying to get everything addressed. So it's highly assertive because you're putting your own point of view very definitely, but you also want to know the other person's view very definitely. So that's both assertive and cooperative. And then you've got this accommodating position, which I think I've certainly spent some time in, which is very low assertiveness because I'm mainly thinking about the other person and what will make them happy. And in fact, I've just realised as I sit here, this is my mum. You know, she just wants us all to be happy.
Yeah.
And so, for example, she never gets a holiday she actually wants to go on.
Yeah.
You know, they went this year. This is naughty to tell this story. They went this year on a holiday to Sicily, which happens to be a place she's never been interested in, to look at Roman ruins, which she just doesn't care about, on a coach trip. And she hates coach trips. But because she's so strongly in that position, she just can't seem to assert herself.
And that can make you so miserable. That's the thing. And that's why Christmas can be so high stress for people. And actually, we almost need to go into detox emotionally after Christmas, not just because of all the food we eat.
Yeah.
So I would sort of put a call out there, a call to action for people that like to accommodate, just to think about, well, can you kind of nudge it a little bit more to putting on the table what you'd actually quite like to do? Because unless you say that, people aren't necessarily going to guess.
So what makes it more comfortable for somebody who's really accommodating to do that? Because it's a lack of comfort with doing it, isn't
it?
Yeah,
so but it can also be not prepared to get out of your comfort zone. So keep the harmony. Mm. Keep everybody happy.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people get into a habit of not knowing what they really want to do sometimes, because they're always there serving the family. They're always wanting the children to be happy. A lot of ladies that I work with have just forgotten what it is to do their thing.
Yeah. And I think I resonate with that because where my own coaching work tends to come in is I work with quite a lot of empty nesters, maybe not where children are actually at university and have left home altogether, but more well established at school. And suddenly either parent, whoever's been the main carer and may have been at home, suddenly has this space that needs to be filled. And this question, well, who am I again?
Yeah, so it's reshaping your identity sometimes. And I'm working with some people like that too. And it's a case of, what is it that I'm all about all of a sudden?
Yeah.
So it's quite a leap at times.
Okay. So just to give you the fifth, because I didn't actually give you the fifth one, which was compromising, which is this, I'll give up some points for others.
Yes.
But I had this conversation with Caroline beforehand, which I thought was really interesting, which is compromising sounds good, doesn't it?
Mm.
But actually, sometimes it can mean neither party is happy because you've rushed it. You've just sort of, it's like, I'm going to choose my battles, but I'm actually not going to win any of them effectively.
No, it's deeply unsatisfying sometimes. And it's just the reason it's there is sometimes we just haven't got the time. So we rush a solution that isn't really a solution.
Yeah, because we just need that conflict to be over and on to the next thing.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting one, because I think most people would think compromising is actually what we're going for. Mm. But what would what are you going for? You know, is there a right way?
I think if you're looking at long-term relationships, there is probably a right way, which is collaboration. So that's a much more full-on interaction and more full-on dialogue where people know what you stand for, but you're also patient and interested in learning what the other person stands for. And it might be that what comes out is something you'd neither have expected. It truly is something that has both of you in the solution.
And that's creative. And it's yes. also going to take more time. And I'm always mindful of my assistant, Shireen, who is quite robust. And it's taken, we've been working together, you know, very closely for 2 years now. And it's taken me quite a while to get used to that. We very rarely have conflict, but when we do, she immediately wants to sit down and talk about it. I get the full list of everything that she, you know, and I can get quite a list of all the things I've done wrong. But then once that's happened and once I've been given the opportunity to do the same, she really wants to talk about what happens next. And I always feel that it's interesting for me because of having this accommodating tendency to bring up my own confidence so that I actually sit at the table as an equal instead of being a little bit more, I think, parent-child, you know, so that she's very robust with what she says. And it could be my tendency to just sort of take it and nod and go, oh, well, what can I do to make it better?
Yes.
And it, which actually doesn't satisfy her. Because I've done it and it doesn't satisfy her. She's like, no, I want to know what you think. I want to know where you're coming from.
And she really means that.
Yes.
I think something else that we did discuss is that it's probably not the done thing for women to be so feisty and robust. So it's people's back gets put out, but get put out of joint, especially women to women when that happens. It's really interesting. And that goes back to the origins of what we expect of men and women. It's probably more acceptable for men to say, let's roll our sleeves up, let's have the direct set to on what we think is the right solution here and just be very forthright. So I would be conscious of style. As a woman, people have certain preconceptions as to how you should come across.
So how would you manage that? So let's take the example of, I mean, it's one used a lot that men are expected and do negotiate more on salaries.
Yes.
And women are known to not do that. So let's take that. If you wanted to, as a woman, negotiate on salary, what would be the way to manage the style?
I think that there's some really interesting stuff out quite recently on that. And essentially what the woman perhaps needs to do is provide the case as to what the norm is for salary at that level. So it's not me being selfish and egotistical. It's just fair. I know my place in the market. I've done my research. And I'm very robust in the analysis. Whilst men, certainly the ones that I've known in the city, are prepared to stick their neck out and say, look, if you don't pay me this, I'm going to leave.
Right.
So I think it's judging your audience as well. So you do need to know your place in the market. It is demand and supply at the end of the day. Women are a bit more bashful at asking for what their just desserts are, whilst men will be, well, it's my right. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So if you had a recommendation for somebody who wanted to just find out more about what style they actually have themselves.
So the Thomas Kilman tool actually is available on the internet. So you could probably Google it and discover it. I use it quite a lot in my coaching at the Light Centre in Moorgate. I'd look at that, but it is in the public domain as a tool.
Okay. And if anybody wanted to get hold of you personally, how would they do it?
So I'm at the Light Centre in Moorgate. So that's an amazing holistic environment where we have therapists and coaches and physios, the whole collection of people that are about well-being. So I'm there as a life coach and an NLP coach.
Okay. And do you happen to know the web address for that?
So it is Light Centre Moorgate. If you put that in Google, you'll find me.
Light Centre Moorgate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me today, Caroline.
Thank
it's been
you.
A real pleasure.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
And join me in 2 weeks' time for Feel Good with Jo. Brooklyn's Radio.